The bracha of Abba Rabba is the second bracha of the Birchot Kriyat Shema, and it's a fitting lead-in to Shema, because in Shema, when we recite that, we are professing our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ahavta l'Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam writes that there are two methods through which we can fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. One is through studying and appreciating His creations, and secondly is through studying His Torah and fulfilling His mitzvahs. Through both of these ways, we can achieve the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So first we recite the bracha of Yotzer Or, where we praise Hashem for the first element that leads to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise for His creations. And then, in Avah Rabbah, we praise Hashem for the Torah and the mitzvahs that He gave us, again, which leads eventually to this feeling of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Buddha Rahab explains that we start off praising Hashem for the Shemesh, for the Maoros. And the Shemesh, the sun, only illuminates during the day. But then, in the second bracha, we praise Hashem for the Torah and mitzvos, and the Torah illuminates our lives spiritually both during the day and the night. This is similar to the Mizmor Tehillim of HaShemayim Misaprim Fokel that we recite on Shabbos. And there we praise all of the great creations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the heavens, the sky, the constellations, the sun. And then immediately afterwards, in the middle of the Mizmor, we say Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. And all these constellations are wonderful creations, but it's nothing like the Torah. And that's what we start off. First, what we see, what we feel, what's tangible. We praise Hashem for the constellation, and only afterwards we praise Hashem and Avah Rabbah for Torah mitzvot, which leads us to a feeling of Ava when we are ready to recite the Kriyat Shema. And we don't only praise Hashem for giving us Torah mitzvot, but Rav Rogelmuth explains in his book on Tefillah that we actually ask Hashem to give us Torah wisdom in so many different ways. We want to lahavin, to understand the difficult aspects of Torah study, lahaskil, to understand how to be able to carry out the in practice what we learn in theory, lishmoa, that we have to be ready to listen to Chazal, lilmod, means that we should review our learning so that it becomes part of our Torah knowledge. Lilamed, that we must share our Torah knowledge with others. Lishmor, and that we have to guard our Torah knowledge lest we forget. Lasos, we have to carry out the mitzvos, ulakayim, and we should fulfill the mitzvos meaningfully. And once we do that, then we say, V'hoyer einenu b'sorasecha, that the gratification that we received that results from this higher level of understanding is higher einenu, our eyes become illuminated with God's Torah. V'dabek libeinu b'mitzvosecha, there's dveikus, and we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos, and v'yached v'aveinu la'avo li'ira shebecha, and then we achieve ethical perfection to unite our hearts to both love and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, we understand that the best way to achieve this complete understanding of Torah and mitzvos is v'aveinu l'sholem me'arba kanfos haaretz. Only in Eretz Yisrael can we truly achieve this understanding. So we ask for kibbutz galios. We should be gathered from the four corners of the earth. V'solichenu komiyos tiartzenu. This is taken from the Parshas B'chukosai, where we say that if we do the mitzvos, Hashem says v'olech eschem komiyos, that we're going to be upright and we're going to be fearless. So that's what we're asking for. And we only ask for v'kerav tanu malkenu v'shimcha gdosela b'mes lo'osuchal yachedcha, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to draw us close, and so we can achieve Yichud Hashem only in Eretz Yisrael. Now the opening of the bracha, of every bracha, and the closing of the bracha are generally similar in the brachos that Chazal fashioned. The opening of the bracha is Ava Rabba, is loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closing of the bracha is HaBocher B'mo Yisrael Bava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us with love, but the opening is about love, and the closing is about choosing us. And that's the point. In fact, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Ekev Perak Yud, Pasuk Tezvav, we read, Rak Bavosecha Chashak Hashem La'ava Usam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu loved our ancestors, Vayivchar Bizara Machreya Bachem Mikol Hamim Kiyom Hazeh, and because He loved Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, He, Bachar, He chose us. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is manifested in His having made Klal Yisrael His chosen nation. And that is this Ava Rabba, giving us Torah Mitzvahs, making us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen nation. And this is why this is a fitting bracha to lead into the Shema, where we praise Hashem, we feel so connected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us this wonderful gift. And now we are ready to proclaim Yichud Hashem, that Hashem is one, which is the next section, the section of Shema.